RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on a Football Friday, 877-881-1053. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking, brought to you by Jake's Burgers. And we're fired up, man. We're fired up. 2 hours to go here. Send you into the weekend. How was your Christmas? Got some sports takes. And let's jump right in. Broadus, I am drinking Bubbler. Shout out to our guy Joe. In sales.
Joe in sales?
Joe in sales,
man. Is this new possibly for you?
I have no idea if there's a sponsorship opportunity, no. But I do know that we have a little mini fridge that's loaded with them, and they're pretty delicious.
What are
just a nice little like energy drink.
Oh.
Yeah, natural caffeine.
Yeah.
It's pretty dang good, and it's getting me through the entire afternoon here. And I'm thinking about Michigan hiring Kyle Whittingham. I think it's a home run hire.
You've been on this like... You're a big fan of Utah football?
He's done a really nice job.
That's a home run, buddy.
I know.
It's
totally like you.
They
were
so down bad. It's been nothing but a disaster. I thought they were going to have to just run with Biff Poggi and have like a...
Biff Poggi's got a pretty good career record if you look.
I mean, if it was so good, they would have just hired him on the spot.
Yeah,
but clearly they've been waiting around.
Well, they wanted to hire a guy that knows how to wear a golf shirt is what they wanted.
They didn't want the cutoff sleeves guy.
They didn't want the cutoff sleeves
ready for Haagen-Dazs and a stogie after a win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that as down bad as they've been over the last few weeks and what a disaster that entire program is right now with the Sharon Moore news and trying to figure it out with the transfer portal and everything is happening quickly here. To be able to pivot like that and get a guy like Kyle Whittingham, who is a program builder, done a lot of winning at Utah, and he brings the maturity and the physical, tough type of team that he's always had at Utah into Michigan, given the options that they were dealing with right here, this is a freaking, it's an out-of-the-park home run.
Kyle Whittingham or John Harbaugh?
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh.
Ravens.
John Harbaugh.
I think I would still go with Whittingham, who's done it at the college level. I've never seen Harbaugh coach in college. I don't know what that would look like. I mean, that's a different world.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and take Whittingham.
He came from that world. We hired him when we were in Philadelphia. Mike Lombardi hired him from Indiana University.
He was a special teams coach or something?
Yeah, we had him in Philadelphia. Indiana said, yeah, we're going to let this guy go. And we're going to let him go be a special teams coach. But Mike had to promise them this wasn't one of those jobs where he was like it was just like a go get coffee guy. Like it was legitimately go coach.
And the other thing, too, though, is I think you want to just distance yourself from all the Harbaugh stuff. Because it's been violation after violation after violation. Yeah, you kind of won a championship by sign stealing and cheating your balls off.
Yeah.
I think you want to distance yourself from all of that, start anew with a guy in Whittingham who runs a tight ship and understands how to win in today's college football, and now he's going to have resources that he would have probably never had.
I'd be real interested to hear. I wonder if Dutch is listening right now.
Dutch is probably not listening because he's throwing a freaking Whittingham party right now.
I would be interested if he would text you or text you and I and tell us what he thinks about the hire.
I'll text him.
Okay.
And we'll see what he says. He is a Michigan man.
That's true.
I think Dutch was on the list, but he's got a great coaching gig already.
He's got it right.
In the baseball world, brought us drinking, thinking.
I am drinking green tea, iced tea, without the ice. I figured out how to take it in
green tea, iced tea without the ice.
Yeah, but what I've done is I figured out how to like make it and put it in the freezer. And so like every second segment, I go and get it out of the freezer because it's actually...
Oh, that's how you're doing it.
Yeah. By the way, if anybody's interested in sending us an ice machine up here, we'd love to have it. If you'd love to send us an
ice machine. The machine where everybody sticks their hands and grabs a handful?
Well, we could have a scoop in there. We could put a scoop or something. How about an ice machine?
Budget's tight.
How about the ice machine we used to have? Like where I could like put it in and the ice would come out of the machine into the cup. You know, I wouldn't have to touch it.
Is that what you're thinking?
No, what I'm thinking is, I'd love to have the ice machine. What I'm thinking is how grateful I am for your mom for the Italian bread.
Oh, yeah, the stuffed bread.
Tell the story about the stuffed bread, because it's one of the most incredible things that your mom actually makes for us. I mean, she's super nice to do it.
Yeah, every year she makes less and less.
With the salami and the ground beef and all that, it's incredible.
Yeah, you got the Italian ground up sausage in there, cheeses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a beautiful.
But no, thank them so much for me. I really appreciate them doing that.
I told her immediately, hey, at least have one for Bratis. Because every year she's like, I'm only going to make a certain amount. Well, let's make sure.
That's like making tamales. That thing's made with love. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
She was grinding away for a couple of days on those. Yeah. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Lucius drinking, thinking. He's grinding away back there.
Yeah.
Pimp Cup is...
I'm trying to fix this stuff. This is crazy.
Oh, no.
It was like the wave off.
He's got pliers and he's got flathead screwdrivers back in there.
Are we doing surgery back there? Are we playing operation?
He's trying to get out, wrenched ankle. Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, you pressed something while answering the phones and then it just went, haywire.
Yeah. Carter Freeman's no longer in the building, so it's all hands on deck when it comes to the fan cam. And by all hands, I mean Lucius.
Okay, yeah, so until I get that fixed, what am I drinking? I'm drinking a whole lot of water right now, a lot of alkaline water on deck, because on the way to work today, I did slide by that, Specs?
Yes.
Specs. Yeah, I slid by the Specs right there to pick up some more Nog.
Nog.
Because we Nogged out yesterday. Crazy on the Nog. Yeah, we was pouring McAllen in it.
Ooh.
It was just out of control, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's what I'm drinking. Hope to be drinking later.
Did anybody feel like that more needed to be added?
It was my cousin that did it.
It was kind of like a chemistry project where we're like, oh, no, I need some more.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, look, the Nog already has alcohol in it. It's that Pennsylvania brand or something like that. And he came over there and was like, nah, you need to put some of this in here, cuz. So he's just pouring it right in into the cup.
They go with the 14? what year
the drunken family Christmas.
You said the McCallum? Is that
yes.
what you went? So, yeah.
Scotch,
yeah.
Into the Nog. And what am I thinking? During the show, I got a call from my old lady. Remember my piping issue at the house?
Yeah.
The plumbing? So we found out that they're going to have to dig up our living room. Yeah, on Tuesday to get to this pipe situation. Woo! So we've been taking bird baths for about 2 weeks now, as we call them at the house, hoe baths.
Yeah.
We're taking a whole bath.
Just wipe the stench off.
Girl, you know, we're working, girl. Gotta hurry up now.
Wow, that's how you ring in the new year right there. Brand new floors. I mean, that's going to end up being
incredible. That's what I wanted, but not this way. But it is going to be everything. I don't have to pay for it. It ain't me.
Dude, have you seen those videos now where people are ripping their floors out and they're like putting cool stuff down and then they're covering it with the clear coat?
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
Leaves and stuff like that.
Yes, I've seen the leaves for like a cabin. I saw some dude that had like a bunch of Messi and Ronaldo and soccer jerseys and laid that down and then covered it with the clear stuff for like his sports man cave.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that seems like the coolest way to do some flooring right there.
Well, I'm going to be doing it for myself. It's going to be me. So there might be some mistakes if you ever come over to the house. Like, what's going on right there? I'd be like, ah.
Cover that with a rug right there.
Tape measure ran out.
All right, now
let's ask you, Lucius, do I need to call my buddies over at the Ritz-Carlton, though, and get you guys room and stuff like that?
Yeah, right down the street?
Yeah.
You know it. And, and you know, when you get a Ritz-Carlton room, they give you that
robe.
That robe.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
But I got a hook there that listens to our show. So if you need, I think we could get you out there in a villa.
Don't play with me.
Yeah, villa out there in
the
18.
I was going to be at the NBC Suites, man. What are you talking about? Don't play with me.
Well, see, I'm sure I'm going to get a text here in a second. So if we could do something at the villa, we'll get that done for sure. Yeah.
All right, what you drinking, what you thinking? Brought to you by Jake's Burgers. We go to Dio in Arlington. Dio, what you drinking?
Dio.
Dio, my bad, dude.
Dio.
Hey, Hey, how are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Great, man. What you drinking?
What's up?
I'm drinking water right now. What I'm thinking is the play that Kevontae Turpin caught that touchdown on yesterday was a similar play to the Chargers game, right? Am I understanding that correctly? But I guess Dak weren't on the same page.
Yeah, yes.
People are saying that on Twitter, but yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was just trying to say. That was my first point. My second point is, what's going on with Logan Wilson? Why didn't he get any snaps yesterday?
Because,
is this something that I'm not seeing?
Yeah, because what's happening, I think the defensive coordinator knows he's probably going to be relieved of his job, and he's going to play who he wants to play these last couple of weeks. So that would be my guess, that maybe that, you know, and what you're not going to do is you're not going to fight him on it. You're just going to say, okay, fine. You know, he's probably feeling like they've made the decision on him, and listen, if I want to play a guy that's come in every week and for 17 weeks, and you know, we've kind of seen what's happening there, but they're in a situation where he's like, listen, I'm going to play the guy that's showing up in meetings, showing up for me every week, played hard, been a good leader, all those things. I don't think front office is going to fight him on that. They could say they don't know why Logan didn't play, but my gut feeling is that's probably why.
Yeah. Jerry didn't seem too pleased about that when he was on with Will and Alec.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Flus could say, you know, he's like, he could feel like that, hey, I'm not going to be here anyway. I'm going to play the guys I want to play.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Dio. And now we get to Harrison in Mesquite. Harrison, what you drinking, bro?
Hey, just drinking a little water. What I'm thinking is linebacker play. We gave up almost 30 points per game.
Yeah.
That wasn't the only key position that killed us. Eberflus did bring his own linebacker, Jack Sanborn.
Yeah.
He brought from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, man, I called in, I think, after the fourth game. Eberflus is not the answer. Let's get some good coaching. Jerry's going to have to pay for good coaching. Brian Flores, if he want to pay. If not, Al Harris, if he want to be cheaper.
I don't think, I don't think that Al Harris and Shoddy got along very well. I think that's why you're not going to hire Al Harris. How about that?
I hope that's not the case.
Well,
but
I'm telling you what I'm hearing. How about that?
Okay, if it is, let's get somebody, Brian Flores. We're going to have to pay to change this defense. The secondary play, as far as the safety and free safety, man, they're horrible. Hooker, I don't like none of them back there. They're garbage. Mm-hmm. Let's draft some good young safety play aggressive, because you can't get any worse, fellas. I mean, if you're watching the game and watching the game a lot, man, you see the play, man. It's tackling problem, coverage problem. And let me give Diggs a break this year. Let him get his head together.
Yeah.
He's going to have a better year next year. Even Overshown, those guys are injured. Let's rule them out next year if they don't play good.
Yeah.
Let's give them a chance.
Thank
Y'all
you,
have a good new year.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Harrison. Appreciate the call.
I don't know if Diggs is going to be here.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, I think that it's going to be, hopefully, totally revamped.
Yeah.
I mean, that secondary, you'll have Bland, you'll have Revel.
Yep.
Otherwise, everything's on the table there. Hopefully, you get two new safeties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the free agent safety class is all that awesome, but I'm sure you can find some upgrades in there. So they'll need. I think the best point was being willing to pay for the best defensive coordinator possible. He mentioned Brian Flores. Mm-hmm. Brian Flores is a free agent. Maybe he gets a head coaching job, but if not, I don't know. Does he want to stay in Minnesota? Is he willing to go somewhere else? But money talks, and Jerry has not been consistent when it comes to trying to pay big-time money for the best possible coaches. He doesn't really want to do that, but there is no salary cap on it. He needs to go ahead and fork that over. We'll see if Shoddy has a list of guys that he wants to go get, but Shoddy's going to have to do some serious selling here to Jerry. Hey, whatever it costs, man, get me somebody that's in here that's the real deal.
What does he have to sell? Didn't Jerry watch Minnesota come in here and bottle his offense up? You know,
I think that's part of the sell.
I mean, that's
like, Jerry. No, I'm your head coach. You know how awesome I am.
But that's what I'm saying.
Us up.
That's what I'm saying. Jerry sat there in his own suite and watched that happen.
Jerry might say, "Shoddy, well, why wouldn't I just replace you with him as our head coach?"
That could be a possibility too.
That would be a wild turn of events. But yes, getting a quality defensive coordinator in here is going to be of the utmost importance. Let's go ahead and get you to Black and Gold B, our buddy. Happy Friday. What you drinking, bro?
What's going on, fellas? Man, I'm at the house. I'm about to crack open a cold Miller Lite. And I'm thinking it's about time we ship Anthony Davis's crippled butt out of town, man. Like, every time I turn around, he's limping off the court. And, it ain't nothing personal. I'm sure he's a really good dude. He's a great player when he's healthy. But that's the thing. He's never healthy. Like, I don't know what – I know we're going to take a big loss on it, like a huge loss, but we just need to get whatever we can for him and move on. Because, like, anytime I see him limping off, it's just a reminder of Luke and what we had. I don't know if he's got a nickname, but it should be Mr. Glass because he's in worse shape than Samuel L. Jackson was in that movie. Like, they need to take his spot off of the team bench. Anytime he comes off the court, put a little wheelchair and some crutches over there and let him sit in that. But that's what I'm thinking, fellas. And the song I'm going to recommend for this weekend is Up on Cripple Creek. That's by the band.
By the band.
Have a great weekend, fellas.
Beautiful. Thank you, Black and Gold B. Yeah, Anthony Davis banged up once again. Minor groin strain. Will be out for the next few games for sure. Moving on from him would be a great day in DFW sports history. This is it.
You know where I'm going to go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. To Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew.
So damn good.
She told me just to come on by.
That is good. Good recommendation there.
Here we go,
Rick. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me and I don't have to speak. She defends me a drunker scream if I ever did see no.
Damn, that is good. Nice work, Broadus. Good recommendation from Black and Gold B.
I'll tell you what, man. There is a if you ever want to watch a great documentary, I know Lucius loves the documentary. There's one about the band, their final performance. It's called The Last Waltz, and when they played at the Fillmore, the final show of the band, and it is incredible the tribute that the other performers came for the band. The band is unbelievable.
I mean, what a name right there.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable. Fantastic.
Unbelievable. Group.
All right, Clay in Waxahachie. Clay, what you drinking?
Oh, drinking a little Miller High Life and framing out the inside of my new shop.
There you go.
But what I'm also thinking on the Cowboys is that I really hope that we don't draft any more injured players. And I'm hoping also that we don't trade either one of our first-round picks because I want to use first-round pick to trade down and pick up a couple more picks from that trade down so we can get a couple of more decent players. We really need help at cornerback, safety, and linebacker. And if we can trade that number one pick down, I think we can accomplish some of that at least.
I love it, man. Clay, you're in your bag right now, brother.
Man,
thank you so much.
Perfect caller after that song. Perfect caller.
He's part of the band. Yeah. I was digging the cadence he had.
He knows exactly what he wants.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I like what you're doing, Clay.
He's drinking a Miller highlight, though. Like, my man knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's a heck of a Friday right there. Thank you for the call, Clay. All right, let's get to Brad in Fort Worth. Brad, happy Friday. What you drinking?
Hey, Clay definitely got a Miller Lite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but what I'm thinking is, hey, the day after Christmas has to be a mandatory trash pickup day. I just left with three bags of trash, taking it to my mama's house to dump it in her trash because she done wrapped some of the most useless gifts ever. She done wrapped blankets. She done wrapped. She done got this boy a back scratcher. What a 12-year-old boy need with a back scratcher, mama? So we got to get a trash pickup day for the day after Christmas, man. I got too much trash at my house to last through the weekend. I got people from out of town. Like, come on, man. We got to get a trash pickup day for the day after Christmas, man.
I like it. Yep. I like it, Brad. Yeah, it's a big time. I mean, now I'm on just on wrapping paper trash duty. The moment kids are opening up the presents, I'm just walking around with the big old trash bag.
I'm telling you,
loading
though,
it all up. Thank God my neighbor Bart's out of town, so yeah. I'm going to be using some of his real estate.
I'm telling you, man, bins. Those bags that you put stuff in, the bags, and put a little ribbon on them, and then have like your nameplate or the, you know, who is it for? Those bags are so much easier to deal with, and you can recycle them. You can use them. You can bring, you know, like you can bring them back next year. You know, kind of.
Oh,
thing.
Oh, that's a good play.
Don't use wrapping paper and all that stuff. Steve Miller.
A little more brought us karaoke up in here.
Steve Miller, originally from Madison, Wisconsin, by way, him and Boss Skaggs,
yes, sir,
were classmates at St. Mark's School over here in North Dallas.
No kidding.
Yes, how about that class?
Dallas is very old,
bro.
Boss Skaggs.
Yeah.
Lido Shuffle's a good song, too.
That's star-studded right there. Yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
All right, couple more here. Let's get you to Charles in Westlake. Charles, what you drinking, bro?
Man, got some high-quality H2O here, man.
All right.
I just wanted to call in. I'll let Broaddus real quick, honestly. Donovan Ezra, this guy has two sacks through the entire year.
Oh, tell me about it.
We are talking about him like he's getting the job done, stopping the run, things like this.
I
say next year in the first round, we go get the best defensive end that we could get at our spot because that's not going to cut it. I just want to hear your thoughts, Broaddus. Appreciate it.
No, listen.
Thanks, Charles.
I was all about Donovan Ezeraco. I thought he was one of the best three pass rushers in the draft last year. But he is making compromised offensive tackles look pretty all-pro-like. And I hate the fact that he's running down the middle of guys and not attacking the edges. Like I said, I think he got more pressures and sacks off better offensive tackles playing it in the ACC than he did in this year. And that's disappointing. We talk about the run defense. It's been good.
Yeah.
But his pass rush game has really, really lacked. And it just haven't seen the technique, the explosiveness, how he won at Boston College. We haven't seen that at all.
Not at all. All right, let's go to Mouse in Plano. Mouse, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking?
Mouse in the house. I don't drink. I got a little water working, trying to stay hydrated here.
There you go.
Couple things. First off, I think I got an ice machine I can bring up there. So if the
fatties
are up there tonight.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
It's not industrial, but, hey, it'll get you till you get something there.
Yeah.
We'll anything
I got on.
Yeah.
F Luce, man. I was so wrong about him.
Yeah.
I was as wrong about J Will that I was Luce. And the most damning thing about Luce is no matter who he put in the secondary, all 30 of them that played, not one of them had a clue what they're doing. Yeah. Love you guys.
Yeah.
Love you more. Thanks for the call, Mouse. We appreciate it, brother. And we now close it down here. What you drinking? What you thinking? Gary in Fort Worth. What you drinking, bro?
Some Crown Royal on the rocks.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was with Guy when he was talking about, you know, the defense and we need a new coordinator. I like Flores, but like you said, you know, Al Harris and Shotty didn't get along. So
I heard they didn't. So until somebody corrects me, I'm going with that.
Right. And I trust your judgment. So
I appreciate that.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
But I know we need a new DC in here, and our draft needs to be all defense. I know we got two first-round picks. Those both need to be defensive players. They need to do something to revamp this defense because whatever was going on is not working. They made good moves by bringing in Quinnen Williams and Clark, you know, and then getting Revel back, you know, but he's coming off the injury, so he's not what he will be. But I think he'll be better. But I definitely think we need safety help. We need help on all three levels of the defense, basically.
Yeah, damn right we do.
Amen, Gary.
I think that draft needs to be mostly defensive.
I love it. Yeah, no question about it, man. They need all the help they can get defensively. We'll see if the Cowboys have
please,
much more of an aggressive approach this offseason.
Please sign somebody forward. Give yourself some flexibility.
Yeah, draft's not going to do it, man.
I don't like this. You know, they've got to just draft it. Just try and do some things, you know. Get some things going before to kind of give yourself some flexibility. Really need this.
All right, there it is. Thank you for the calls. What you drinking, what you thinking, brought to you by Jake's Burgers here on a Friday. Let's go into the commercial-free expressway. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, all coming up next here in the Nation.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But first, all right, let's go commercial free here in the expressway, brought to you by the On Time Experts. We'll get you to LA Live here in just a sec, but right now it's time for G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the fan at 5:30. How you doing? My name is LA Lucius Alexander. Feels like a Monday, Friday for real.
It really does
feel like a Monday, Friday for real out here. All right, I went in champ of G-Bag of the Day so far. Comes from the Carton Arts. Well, it is the shopping season, and I'm pretty sure everybody's got their gift cards or maybe doing their exchanges today, whatnot. So there's a lot of holiday traffic still at these shopping places. Make sure you put your card up or the Carton Art. Sebastian might catch you and use you as content on the internet.
Oh, no, that's not where the cards go.
I know, but everybody else put them there.
But does two wrongs make a right?
No, absolutely not.
And that's a handicap spot. So what if someone...
It's not a handicap spot.
No, but see how that's the blue spot there that's next to the handicap spot?
Yeah.
That's so if someone's in a wheelchair, they can get out and have an empty spot to get into. So now they're going to go right on your cart and possibly even break their spine even more.
So are you recording me right
now? Well, yeah, it's our job, but to be safe so that we can keep ourselves safe. Because we might get attacked.
I have no consent to record.
Well, there's cameras everywhere. We're all getting recorded all the time.
Oh, well, I have no consent.
Well, did you...
What are you doing? You're recording me right now.
That's legal.
If I say I don't want to be recording,
that's not the law. That's not the law.
Or
you put your car where it doesn't belong, ma'am, and you try to take my phone, which is attempted theft.
No, it's not theft because I'm trying to take your phone. I'm trying to stop you to recording. But I'm asking you to stop recording.
Well, you have to cry about it, baby.
No, look, you're...
I'm doing something legal, and I'm keeping you from being a bad person. Oh, don't cry. You have some weed in your car. You can smoke that and make you feel better.
Jeez.
Dude.
Jeez. You got some weed in your car? It must be loud.
I know. Seriously,
it must be loud. All right, let's see here. Now, we played this just the other day. Was it Christmas Eve? I think we played this Aggie football cut.
Yes.
But I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah. It gets really sad.
Yeah. It gets.
Oh, no. We have Aggie heartbreak.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. The Miami game.
I
got to
give it another shot, bro. Yeah. Because they laid out for 12 whole seconds.
It was it's a 2-minute cut. But, yeah, if you go through the whole thing, it is a sad.
Are they at the game?
Oh yeah, it's the play-by-play guys.
It's the play-by-play.
Yes. We found it.
We found it.
Yeah, we found it.
Oh,
and
I'm excited.
We didn't give it its proper play last time. Like, it was still funny, but you got to let this thing breathe for a second, really, because there's much disappointment in this cut. Last call of the season for the Aggies right here was INT.
Third and goal from the 5 with 28 seconds left. Down 10-3 are the Aggies. Smith to the right of Marcel Reed. 3 receivers to the left. Marcel, pocket, lob, end zone. Intercepted. Wow. Fitzgerald, his second. Season over for Texas A&M.
They're packing up their stuff.
Yeah.
Miami comes into Kyle Field and will advance in the college football playoff. Third turnover, second interception.
Watch this guy.
3 red zone trips today, guys, for the Aggie offense. The field goal was blocked. They made a field goal and threw an interception.
Oh, man.
My man was disappointed.
Oh, it hurts. I mean, in one 10-second moment, your season just ends.
Yeah.
It's hard to stomach.
It is.
Oh, that's good. That layout was amazing.
That layout, bro.
They were, The three-man, it was a 3-man booth, too. They all just quit. All of them.
Oh, that's
right
bad.
There. Yeah.
Thank you, Marcel Reed. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I have a Russell Westbrook combo pack right here.
All right.
Whoa. There we go. Okay. You see, Russell Westbrook said, put some respect on my rebounds.
Yeah.
You told that to the. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're one of the better or the best rebounding guard, and something that you do really well. The best as of this year, officially. You know, credit to you.
Don't play around with it.
Yeah, my fault.
Don't play around with it. Don't play around with it. Well, Raymond Feltman. Felton, excuse me. I should take this dip out. Raymond Felton right here. He talks about the first time seeing Russell Westbrook with his shirt off in the locker room. Big pause.
I walk in the locker room. You know, I mean, obviously I played against Russ. I knew Russ and all this and that. But I walk in the locker room and like no homo. Dude, the dude had his shirt off and I was like, what the? Who is this? This dude is an action figure. Man, dude, an action figure, man. Dude, muscular, big, and just cut up. Wait, man, what is going on?
Athlete surprised that athlete takes care of himself physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fat Man Felton.
Bro. I saw him at a Mavs game a few years ago, and I was like, what? Oh, Ray, man. Yeah. Taking retirement seriously.
Seriously.
I have a clip right here. This guy being way too drunk to be ordering through the drive-thru.
Uh-oh.
They should have let somebody else do it. Maybe the driver. This guy was in the back passenger seat.
That's never
behind
good.
The driver.
Never good.
And he was the one doing the ordering, and he was wasted.
We hash browns. And what'd you say you wanted to drink?
Just 2 hash browns.
I want a Sprite.
So what you want? You want Sprite?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the heels... with a hash brown and bacon. Bacon. I'm sorry. With spanking. Ain't nobody better equipped to take this order.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I don't either.
I want a Sprite. Yeah. That's good right there. Hammered backseat fast food order. They were just doing a bit with this guy. Like you got to be the one to order.
You just can't let somebody in the backseat order, can you?
Well, you just can't. Yeah, I mean, you can't trust them, especially when they're hammered. Like you know that came out wonky.
Yeah,
and it's not on the fast food folks.
I tell you what, there were friends of mine that I We'd go out at night and show up at 4:30 in the morning going home. And we knew each other's order so well that if we pulled up, we just automatically ordered.
Oh, that's nice.
Damn.
Y'all boys was hanging tough then.
That's a tight squad.
Yeah.
Tight-knit group.
Two tacos. Yeah. AB, that was absolutely bare. You know, no lettuce, no sauce. You know, that kind of thing. You knew the order. Like, there was always a bonus jack. There was always, everybody had their order. And one guy, like whoever was driving, would be able to order for everybody.
That's team chemistry,
and
bro.
Everybody handed up like a wadded $10 bill.
Your boys out every night.
Oh, that's literally.
Every night.
Putting that work in, man.
Literally every night doing that. Every night. Yeah.
Respect to you guys. That's a heck of a friend group right there.
Yeah.
I dig that.
AB.
AB. I never heard.
Yeah.
I never
Jack
heard
Jack in
that.
Box tacos, AB. Two tacos, AB.
All right. Is that all we got there?
Yeah, I got one more, but since I only have one headphone, I can't tell if I got all the bleeps.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't tell, so I'm going to let that one ride, bro.
Lucius, I think okay. I got a jump button in front of me here.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Let's see. Is it a one-time champ for Cartnark right now?
Yeah.
One-time champ, yeah. Cartnark. Is it the Aggie heartbreak there on the play-by-play season ender? Thank you, Marcel Reed.
Yeah,
is it the Russell Westbrook combo pack, or is it the hammered fast food order? I think I'm going to go with the fast food order, man. That was pretty dang
good. That was good.
What you got, Broadus?
I'm going to go with the fast food order as well.
Dang, that's it.
Yep.
All right, Lucius.
Winner, chicken dinner. I was going to go with that one anyway.
There
though.
We go. Yeah. Unanimous. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, hammered fast food order. We replay it every day at 2:30, or excuse me, 2:20. And then brand new badge of contestants at 5:30 on Monday. We stay in the Pimp Cup, LA Live on a Friday.
Yes. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live right after the great Rick J.
You squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
That's all those shows you watch.
No, you watch that you're on. 3rd and 10. That's not incomplete.
You're
choking me up.
You all right?
Get me some oxygen.
Yeah. This is LA Live for Friday, December 26, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live, even though it feels like a Monday Friday vibes, bro.
It
feels just like it baby.
Does.
Another historic week of 2025 in the books. Very historic week of 2025 in the books. By the way, Christmas Eve. Did you guys hear a lot of fireworks going off?
That was in your neighborhood.
Man, it was so many fireworks going off.
You guys,
really?
You guys in that area you live like to firework.
They sure do, bro. I didn't know that was a thing. Christmas Eve fireworks.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The fireworks plug is diversifying out here. They're trying to get some new holidays in the books.
That high-end area you live in is all them.
There's some big booms.
Dogs going crazy.
Dogs love it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, don't take them to the fireworks show, but on the patio, they can watch it from there.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, but now let's enjoy this weekend safely here, folks. Avoid the law dogs. Please give them a boring night.
Yes.
Okay? Mind your speeds. You can go too slow out here, and you can go way too fast. We already know that, but pick up your speed sometimes, too. Especially if you're getting on the highway, get up on that thing. Quit playing, all right? Keep your emotions in check. Your emotions can lie to you. You can be 100% right about a situation, and your emotion caused you to crash out. Now you done destroyed everything because of your emotions, all right? I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend, and stay away from that gunplay. Stay away from that gunplay. In other words, do not crash out, folks. Please do not crash out.
Crash out.
Like Max Crosby did. I'm leaving, fam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
He had enough.
Yeah. Crash out like Max Crosby.
He had enough.
Oh, here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
And even if he does land his best shot at the moment, not that much is going to happen. And it almost... Oh, there's a left hook. Oh, and down goes Paul!
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Mamma mia! It may have taken a little bit longer than everyone expected.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Man, that Jake and Joshua Paul was all the rave at my little Christmas parties.
There you go.
That's all that everybody wanted to talk about. Jake Paul says he won two rounds.
Yeah.
He says he won two rounds against Anthony Joshua. Which ones? The ones you was on your knees?
I didn't see him.
Which ones? He even said he wobbled Anthony Joshua. Where? I didn't see that, bro.
How long was this fight supposed to go?
Eight rounds?
Yeah, eight rounds.
He won the two rounds he did not have to fight.
Yeah, he won 7 and 8.
7 and 8, I would score to the guy that got knocked out because he did not have to fight anymore after that. Those are the rounds he won.
Jake Paul claimed on his brother's podcast, Impulsive,
yeah,
with Logan Paul, that he won two rounds, even wobbled Joshua. Now, I seen Paul give it all he had and hit Joshua, and some sweat came off of Joshua. Yeah. You know, a little boxing sweat.
Yeah, it was a nice stick.
But he kept coming at him.
But, yeah, it didn't
do anything.
No. Joshua. Health was still 100% on the video game.
Lucius.
No health went down.
he hit him well before he got knocked out, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't even move the guy.
It
didn't move him at all.
No.
According to CompuBox, Joshua dominated the fight, landing more than more total power punches in every single round. Every single round.
That's a big man fighting right there, by the way.
Joshua, huge.
Gosh.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
Like a defensive end.
Yeah. I could see my girl drooling the whole time during the fight, and I'm trying not to hype him up too much, but I keep saying, God, look how big he is. Yeah, she's so strong.
He's so ribbed.
I had to catch myself. I was like, pause. Yeah. She's like, you don't have to pause around me, babe. I was like, yeah.
I agree with you, baby.
Yeah.
Preach.
Joshua scored 4 knockdowns in total, 2 in the 5th round and 2 in the 6th round. This man said he won 2 rounds, bro.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy, I love it.
After all the fights you've had, in awe of the fact that you do what you do, it's mind-blowing to me.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard to get your ass beat.
Your jaws.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that bad until
I won 2 rounds for sure.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
he won 2 and
for
then
sure.
Someone sure.
hype clubs but, in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing good. I just think my cardio
was doing good.
Just the mental pressure of the big guy and sparring the big people is different than the 10-ounce gloves. So I was feeling his power a lot more.
Ooh, yeah, I bet.
But it was a great experience. Like, I learned a lot.
Yeah. Not to do it again.
Experience.
Yeah.
I'm talking through the wires right now. It's a great experience, man.
Can you hear me, that straw?
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like everything Anthony Joshua said before the fight kind of came true. He said he wanted to take Paul's soul.
He did?
I live up to the expectation. I think Jake is someone where I got beaten mentally. If I can break his soul and I can break his mentality, then I've broken Jake. So it's not just physical. I got to take your soul in the ring.
Being on your knees and hugging that man around the waist as he's beating on you. Well, pause. As he's beating on you, it's definitely losing your soul.
Yeah.
Man, he's got an accent too.
Yeah.
Golly.
Oh, yo. Gosh, and he's
save
all
some
huge.
For the rest of us, bro.
Come on.
Damn.
You see the girls like following him as he was walking back to the locker rooms after the fight.
Yeah, they were mesmerized.
Oh, my God.
Like, where has he been?
Hey, we will see Anthony Joshua fight again. He
like
will most
Spartacus or something like that.
Huge, dog.
Yeah.
It's like Miles Garrett saying, I'm going to be a boxer,
Exactly.
Bro, for real.
Crazy, dog.
Yeah.
Damacon Su saying, you know what? I'm just going to be a boxer. Yeah, we'll see Anthony Joshua fight again. He will most likely take a tune-up, which he already just did, take a tune-up during the first quarter of next year. And then the mega fight is reportedly planned, allegedly planned, for September 2026 against your boy, Tyson Fury.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I remember that audio you sent me, Mr. Eric, of Tyson Fury.
Oh, when he's like in his car going off on something?
In his car, his kids are in the background. Look like they're about to go on a camping trip, just having a good time. But he had to leave a message for Joshua real quick.
And I've just been sent a video of Anthony Joshua talking about if he kills somebody, he kills somebody in a boxing ring. I think, you know what? He's a little bit long in the tooth to be talking like that. He's 37-year-old at the end of his career, fighting a YouTuber, a Disney Channel guy, who Tommy B. And now he's talking about killing him and all that to try and sell. Please. Barking up the wrong tree, idiot. Here's a fun fact. If I ever come across you, bum, I'm knocking you dead spark out. I ain't a YouTuber or a man half your size.
What?
I am him. The man. You're a classless loser.
Wow. I think he's setting this thing up, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Good promotion.
Good job.
Good job of good setting job. It up. Yeah.
100%. Now I really want to see it.
Good. Absolutely.
And everybody that was introduced to Anthony Joshua for the first time, even though this is not his debut, is pretty excited about that too as well.
Lucius, who would have
two different body types still? Not the same size difference, but
yeah,
one guy looks a little different than the other.
A lot different, I think. Lucius, who is the promoting group? Who would have this fight? Who would be the promoter?
That's a good question, brother. Okay. We'll sit back.
Yeah, okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get this vibe.
Okay.
The sun is going down out there.
Yeah.
Even though that weather feels good, folks, we will pay for this.
Yes, we will.
February, March, we will pay for this weather that we're enjoying right now. So soak it up. Soak it up.
Snowageddon.
We're going to pay, bro. This is Texas. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Feel Good Friday. I'm going to empty out the clip right here. I just got some leftovers from this week. Feel Good Friday. Mr. Brian Broaddus, I heard you say this week, and I thought it was so funny. Listen.
It's crap, man. It's all crap.
It's crap, man.
It's crap, man. It's all crap.
Talking about the defense? Is that what you're doing?
I just something came up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was about the defense. Or something. I thought that Wolchek got me with something that, no, that's all crap. That's just, don't believe that crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crap, man. It's all crap.
It's crap, man.
So I'm at that it's crap, man, to the drops.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, this isn't too egregious right here, Mr. Eric.
Oh, no.
But you were thirsting over Justin Herbert a little bit.
Ooh.
Oh, it's kind of, it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Justin Herbert having all day.
All day.
I mean, it really is picture perfect when that dude is slinging it at that size. Mm-hmm. And just, it's a different level. It was teetering. He got close. There.
Yeah.
Talking about Anthony Joshua at the very end.
That dude slinging it that size. Pause.
You don't have to pause, baby. I understand.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Hey. Well, oh, Mark Schlereth. The great Mark Schlereth. Stink.
Yes.
Yeah, he joined us. I thought this statement right here, when he's talking about Jerry, sounded funny out of context because it's the 90s Cowboys, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
Mine's only a small one, but it...
That is not it.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, bro.
Mine's only a small one.
Son of a gun.
How's your Christmas tree gone?
Oh, man. Dang, my stink is gone.
No.
Yeah, it was funny.
I bet it was funny.
Coke.
He's so aggressive.
He said something about, oh, I didn't save right. Oh, boo, 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 boo. Well, anyway, here goes Zach Wolchek going to break. It probably wasn't any worse than what I just did.
Yeah.
They're awesome. All right, let's do a little finish. The best Christmas Day performances of all time and the holiday day game that got Jesus. The holiday day game guide.
Watching him struggle through that was so. I was looking right at him and I was like, really?
Holiday game guide. Yeah, holiday game day guide.
He knew it.
It's a lot.
He knew it. He knew it as soon as it left his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome. All right, let's do a little finish. The best Christmas Day performances of all time and the holiday day game that got Jesus.
I love to give up, bro. You called on to the Lord like that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Save me!
The give up on this show is real. There's a lot of give
up. Yeah, we don't waste too much time before we punt.
We give up quickly.
The way I do. How about this one? I have some news bloopers I had left over right here. So Christmas news bloopers. News Action 12, holiday shipping.
Well, the U.S. Postal Service wants you to make your holiday shipping Whoa. Experience.
Whoa. Whoa.
Dude, local news bloopers. You just can't beat it.
No. No. Okay. What is this one?
Yeah, I'm all messed up today, Mr. Broaders.
I would feel like this is we're just kind of going at it.
I'm messed all up today here.
It's a keep it light, keep it tight, nail it in Friday, man.
I left my backpack and everything I own at the house.
I'm hearing in one ear right now.
I'm hearing in one ear.
I can't see.
Got people talking about they want to dig up my living room.
Had to take the dip out just to do your job.
Take the dip out.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have a... No, don't do that. Favorite Christmas song? You guys got a favorite Christmas song?
The Little Drummer Boy was one of my faves back in the day.
Little Drummer Boy?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Last Christmas?
Yeah.
Santa Claus Coming to Town?
Yeah.
Santa Claus Coming to Town's fire. Yeah. I mean, honestly, this was like the first Christmas season. I was at my cousin's place, and they were just had like a Christmas playlist.
They were just jamming.
I just sat back, and I was like, man, there are so many bangers.
So many. Yeah.
So many really good Christmas songs.
That's when you're supposed to eat, man, as an artist.
Yep.
People buying music.
Yeah, dude. That's a no-brainer.
They asked Mariah Carey about that, if she ever believed that that was going to... She just shook her head like, no.
I had no idea
this was going to be. But I think George Michael passed her in one of the Christmas songs, or one of his albums. The great George Michael passed Mariah Carey for sales.
It was that last Christmas.
I think so. I think the Wham guy. Yeah, but it was. But I never thought that Mariah Carey would ever have to play second fiddle to somebody on a Christmas song.
Yeah,
but she's now George Michael outsold her on something.
She's the queen of Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for me.
the give up is real on the show.
Your Christmas song, boys.
Yeah, I had the clip, but I'm not even sure what's really saved here anymore. Let's see.
All right, speaking of Christmas, what do you think the most popular searched-wise Christmas song is on the internet?
You know, I have a feeling it's I Saw Mama Kissing Santa.
Oh, that's a good one. I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus,
You know, or right. Reindeer. I don't
know.
Yeah.
Reindeer.
There's a lot of reindeer songs.
That reindeer song, that one, Ron.
Reindeer, you mean Rudolph?
Grandma Shot Reindeer or something like
Grandma
that.
Grandma Shot Reindeer.
I don't know what it is.
Pretty sure
it's
there's
early,
no such
6
thing
o'clock.
As
traditional songs,
got
Ron.
Run over
other traditional songs. Okay. I don't listen to any traditional
Grandma
songs.
Shot Reindeer.
Grandma Shot Reindeer.
Very good. Thanks for all your work here, John.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of the studio.
Yeah.
He gave one up.
Weekend duty for you, John.
Yeah. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black on Monday. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I will holler.
There it is, LA Live on a Friday. 1 hour to go as we send you into the weekend. We'll get you a Friday news dump and the second to last edition of Two Guys, One Booth next year in the nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more.
With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.